This is KMBA News. I'm Trip Krause. Residents of the Tlingit and Champaign and Ashiak territories gathered at the Daku Cultural Center in Haines Junction to celebrate the 150th anniversary of the Ku Klux map. As Claire Semple from KHNS reports, that's the oldest map of the southern Yukon region from Klukwan, Alaska to Fort Selkirk in the Yukon Territory.
The Ku Klux maps are kept in a climate-controlled room at the Daku Center while they're on loan from the Bancroft Library in Berkeley, California.
We, right at the moment, are right here at the beginning of the Elsack River. We're right there.
Tom Buzzle shares a name with Ku Klux. He's a local expert on the maps. As visitors filter in to take a peek, he explains their historical significance. The Ku Klux maps were drawn in 1869 by Chief Ku Klux of the Chilkats and his wives. To say the stars aligned for the maps to exist is no exaggeration. He drew them for American scientist George Davidson, who traveled to Klukwan to view a solar eclipse. Ku Klux used the maps to tell Davidson a story from his youth.
It was the story when the people from Klukwan went to Fort Selkirk in 1852 to stop some of their competition in the fur trade.
His map charts the trade trails that Klukwan Tlingits took to trade goods with tribes from the north. In the generations since Ku Klux told Davidson his story, the maps have become a physical symbol of all the stories that belong to that land. The Daku Cultural Center echoed with those stories as denizens of the region shared their histories in the main hall. To look at the Ku Klux map is to look at the country differently. There aren't any borders, but there are mountains, glaciers, and lakes. Country on this map is not national lines and government ownership. It's the land and the trails that connected the people on it. Champaign and Ashiak First Nations Chief Sam Smith says the map now charts a new route.
It's another tool in bringing our people back together.
He says national borders create an artificial boundary between Indigenous groups that share family ties, economic relationships, and cultural history.
You can go to Klukwan and you can hear Athabaskan songs that are hundreds of years old. And you can come here and hear Tlingit songs. What does that mean? It means that we're together people, and the map just shows that to everybody and shows that to even to our own citizens.
Haines Mayor Jan Hill helped plan the event. She shared historical knowledge of Klukwan. She lives in Tlingit territory, but is also a member of the Champaign and Ashiak First Nations.
The map shows how closely connected we are to our neighbors and our family in Canada, you know, which is just across the border.
Its trails connect parts of her identity. She said Ku Klux left a legacy beyond the map.
He was an ambassador, and he had friends that were native, non-native, military, civilian, across the board. I think he set a good example for us.
The day's story sharing ended in a potlatch feast, drums, and dancing. One participant said it felt like a big family reunion, where the general public just happened to be welcome. Reporting in Haines Junction, I'm Claire Strimple.
You can read that story and more at kmba.org/news. In Anchorage, I'm Trip Krause.